Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like something to drink?
Do you have any Texas margaritas?
Excuse me?
A Texas margarita.
Texas?
Texas margarita.
No, we...
Did I stutter?
We have coffee and water.
Absence? I can lose myself in its green infinity. So what do you say, Toots?
Tumbleweed rolls across.
Yeah, this is a real desert for Texas Margies.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Welcome to Toe.
Y'all, welcome to Toe.
You almost did.
Welcome to Toe. Well, welcome to Debbie's Toe.
Debbie is you and you are Debbie.
I gotta say, I'm really gonna miss her.
Oh.
I'm really gonna miss her.
I'm gonna miss her a lot.
I'm really gonna miss.
Boy, your scruff is blowing up. Put your phone down. Poodle just took off his wig. For those of you that are not watching the Intimate Portrait.
Boy. If I'm wearing the wig, I have to be her. It's impossible not to.
It's fair.
It's impossible
to
be her.
Turn on Tommy.
Y'all, this is Toe. This is part two of season four, episode 14. Never say I regret. Always say I learned. And what did Debbie learn?
That her blonde hair is all over you.
Synthetic blonde hair.
That a cheap wig is going to make you look cheap and shed all over you.
What else is new?
I don't know why you didn't buy one from the Vivica Fox collection. Those are nice wigs.
They're middle of the road. Yeah. The Pussycat ones are the only ones that really work for me. Long-haired wigs don't really work on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you do have a nice neck.
I need to be able to show my neckline. My swan-like neck.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Y'all, next week is the finale.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be treated to, I believe, an hour of the tell-all. And then we will have two tell-alls after that with B90 Season 6 premiering on June 4th.
So that means we're having three tell-alls.
Yeah, two and a half.
You know what it's going to do? They're going to do what they did before.
Have them go to New York.
And it's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be Debbie interacting with Gabe. Debbie interacting with Chris.
Yeah.
Jen and Debbie. It's just going to be.
I think Jen and Debbie might be fast friends.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with your eyes, honey?
Oh, my God. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Jen's going to get really into Debbie's jewelry.
Can you imagine Debbie talking to Nicole? Just nothing. Oh, they have nothing to talk about.
They'll talk about fashion.
Yeah.
Talk about fashion.
Yeah. Good point.
Wow. Oh, I forgot that they do those type of tell-alls. Oh, I'm excited now.
So a couple of things. Y'all look out for, God damn, every time I open my phone today.
What happened?
No, it's just like nonstop.
With dicks?
No, just life. Life happening. Life is happening out there.
Well, say yes to life.
Life
yes,
keeps I happening can. Every day.
Yes,
say
I will.
Yes. Y'all, Ultimatum Queer Love is coming up.
Ooh.
On the $5 Patreon, that's on Netflix. All either female identifying or non-binary people are on that. So it's going to be fucking messy and delightful. It drops like Netflix drops Love is Blind. So basically we will have however many episodes out, we're getting access to those early, and we will have those out kind of like a day after
24 hours.
Yep. That Netflix drops. Selling Sunset season 6.
It's
that's
wonderful.
All. That's the tweet.
We want to tell you all about it, but we can't. But it's good.
Yes.
Very. I'm.
This season, Christine and Cocaine Bear have joined forces.
You're redeemed because you're the one that forced me to watch Seeking Brother Husband, and it wasn't good. But that's all right. Sometimes we have duds.
Forced you to watch Seeking.
But you've
Sunset.
Redeemed with Selling Sunset. Came back at the right time. Otherwise, I would have been pissed at you.
But remember when I made you watch and you're like, I don't want to watch this show.
I don't. But
and then you loved it.
I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it very much.
It's very good this season.
So what else do we got going on? We've got
our finale of Seeking Brother Husband is out with Cara Berry. Yeah. Everyone's business but mine. Y'all, that is out.
Part one's on our feed and part two is on her feed.
Our Lindsay interview from Love After Lockup.
Yeah, we
out.
Talk about Summer House on that, by the way. For some of you Summer House
yes, we do.
That miss that we don't
because we don't
cover
do it. And Cara Berry, we talk a little bit about Met Gala on ours and as well as... She gives us her faves. We talk about Summer House. She talks about how her opinions on Carl and Danielle.
Yeah, it's good.
Carl and Lindsay.
And Danielle and Lindsay.
And Danielle. Oh,
and Amanda.
Boy.
Like, so she goes all into it, kind of gives us a little update.
She shares my distaste for Amanda.
She felt
good about that.
Yeah, she reminds us that we're not sad. We're not covering it.
I'm not. But she is going to be covering
Martha's Vineyard.
She is going to be covering Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Or as Kara called it, Black Summer House.
That's what she said. I'm calling it Black Summer House, and no one can convince me otherwise. Like, good for you.
I think that was the working title.
That was the working title.
But they decided that didn't really work.
Yeah.
So I believe that was definitely the working title.
So it does look messy. As she said, three of the women on that show are Playboy centerfolds, are Playboy bunnies.
Oh, going according to brand. So, y'all, I did announce the Bicurious options for April. Those are, you should be getting an email soon with the way to vote on those on the Patreon. They are Indian Matchmaking Season 3, IRL in Real Love, and The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning.
Yes, and Poodle's going to try to be doing that poll on Supercast as well.
Yes.
Supercast.
I think I can do both.
So we're going to try to do it for both. We're trying to be more inclusive, and we're getting video up there soon. So
it might be a link to Patreon.
I will say this now. I think by the end of the month, by June, everything that we have on Patreon, we will have on Supercast.
We are doing
as
our
well.
Best.
So
And keep an eye out for
Apple Podcasts. We
podcast
are working on that as well.
Subscriptions. Please, y'all, we're very excited. We don't want to say anything right now. We're very close.
I can tell y'all this. Apple Podcasts doesn't have tiers, so it's only one option. So it will be the $8 option.
Yes, which is right in the middle.
So you can update at the cringe tier and get all of our audio shows on via Apple Podcasts.
But the great thing with Apple subscriptions, y'all, it's one click that goes to your Apple account.
Yep. And you can do a monthly or yearly as well.
Yes.
So anyway, we're working on that. You might see stuff, but it might... We don't want to tell you till everything is there. I don't know if all of our programming is there that you would get on Patreon Supercast.
I can't take Carl's Wives.
Yeah, so until you hear it out of our mouth saying, it's ready to go, you're ready to get Raw Dog by Apple, then you can go, wee! Until then...
You can stick that apple up your ass.
Until then, don't email me about it.
Thank you.
Please.
Please. stay tuned after after the break for Poodle's Broadway Corner on the Tony nominations. Big deal, the Tonys, the annual awards where theater jerks off all over
itself.
Is it
a big deal?
It is for theater fags.
Yeah.
And the girls who love them.
And the girls who love them, which is a lot of y'all out there. Yeah. So, okay, I'm ready to jump in.
Me too.
Okay, so let's talk about Debbie and Osama, and mainly Osama first is having a coffee or a lunch or something with his sister, Asma.
Asma.
Asma. It's a pretty name.
It is.
Pretty name. This is kind of what I came from with all this. Is his family in on this too?
I don't think the family is. I think she and he have... Is it
a blood pact for them to get out of?
Yeah, they've been thinking about getting out of Morocco for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, the way they talk about it, he says, you cannot be a writer here. You cannot be a poet here. You cannot be an artist here. So I think she has encouraged him to leave, and I think she wants to leave as well.
Why? Why can't you be those
I don't
things?
Know. I think it has something to do with economics.
I just want to say... In the U.S.
It's not like you can be one here.
You cannot be a poet. You cannot. You can be those things. But if you want to make.
It is very hard.
We are very lucky. But if you want to. But also we are not making a living actually from our chosen. Like, not musician. Not
true.
Acting.
I will say this. It is possible in the U.S. to make a living as a poet, as a painter, as an artist.
As an artist, I can see a visual artist. Really, do you know? And I do not mean this judgmental at all. I mean that we know Sissy Christina is an amazing poet. And I know that, like, a very...
Christina,
Yeah, very...
Chrissy.
Chrissy. I don't want to say her whole name, but...
Yeah.
And I don't mean like my cousin Lordale, she's a real good poet and writes songs.
But
no, like she's a legit professional poet.
And it's hard to have that as your career. Even Robert Frost taught at universities.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of poets teach writing. That's what Chrissy does.
I mean, so it's in. I was a musician for. And I pretty much had that. I had maybe one to two real jobs. And then I was a musician. But I also did things like I taught at universities. I taught at schools. I had a church job. I had a lot of jobs that allowed me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I called them jobs anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to admit those.
But I'm saying...
Playing the piano, playing the out of tune, playing the entertainer over and over at Slammers while people get fucked. You know?
In a barbershop quartet. Hey, sus!
It paid.
Yeah. Oh, that's coming my face.
That one key sticks.
Yeah, baby, but it does, sir. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly. Oh, ow.
Oh. Who are you calling Nelly?
I can see it now in like one of those hats, one of those flat top hats in a barbershop quartet.
Yeah. Thing. You got the idea from Bette Midler. But it didn't go as good.
No, didn't go good. So, but I want to think, I think he thinks it's all milk and honey. But as Kalani's dad says... The milk's expensive and the honey's not sweet. And so
we will, y'all, that I'm glad you brought that up. This week on our class list on our $5 tier is whoever is against the queen will die.
Yes, this week is the week.
One of the most famous episodes of 90 Day Fiancé. Lita, we had last week of Lita just saying, I am not an evil stepmother.
And I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
She's dirty. Tasha's dirty.
We also have, next week is when we have Ashley throwing the door open for Natalie to yell at her and then ride off on a moped. It's just the best season, season six of 90 Day Fiancé.
Delicious.
And if you want to relive this with us, please join Reality Gaze Plus.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
I think he wanted to leave. I think both of them were probably supportive of each other leaving. I think she's probably sacrificed a lot so that he could leave.
Well, because, yeah, you do that for the guy.
As
my mama said, I couldn't go to college because your Uncle Steve had to. That's what my mother told me. And then when I was 30, Daddy said, well, you could have gone to college. I just didn't think you wanted to go. And she just looked over at my father.
Oh, okay.
And went, well, got two kids now.
Okay. Don't know how we go back from that. But already kind of difficult.
But no, still, I think this idea, though, that you sacrifice for the man of the house.
Yeah. And she does say, she's basically saying, Osama's like, she was pushing me and stressing me out, and I told her she was crazy. And he's like, but don't you love her for more? Don't
couldn't
you really
control
love
myself.
Her? And she's then this is weird. She says she fell in love with me for my poetry and my art and she understands my words. And at that moment, I realized he felt completely unlovable too. In the same way that Debbie did, because he thinks no one can understand him.
Yeah.
And he still thinks he's unlovable and unacceptable.
Is he a Moroccan in Enneagram 4?
No, that's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Not everyone's an Enneagram 4, you bitch.
No, I'm genuinely asking.
The more you say people are Enneagram 4s, the more I'm going to fight back, because there are very few Enneagram 4s. We are unique.
Or there'll be a new Enneagram, like 4.5.
And yes, and then we're the only ones. Well, I'm actually a 4-3 wing. Sometimes five.
So you know, he did tell, maybe it wasn't in the edit, but he did not say to the sister, and I told her that we're going to America.
Oh.
He talked about it with his sister, but he never said, like, I slipped and said, we're staying here.
This is a question. So this is what we learn. He basically says, this was always the plan, that she would visit for a while, then they would go to America. Do you believe he said that and always thought that was the plan?
I think it's somewhere in the middle.
I do believe he thinks that was the plan. I think he thought he was communicating that to her.
I think that, because I will say one thing about Debbie. Debbie's been, at least when we see her talk to him, she's very insistent about very clear communication and no, as she said, no secrets. So I think probably she laid it out very plainly to him, but I don't think he got it.
I don't.
But although, no, I'm going to walk back. He said two episodes ago, he admitted and said, I disagree actually, because he said out of his mouth in his talking head, yes, I lied to her and didn't tell her that I wanted to go to America because I wanted her to come here. He said that.
That's true.
He said that.
Yeah.
So I think this is, now that I remember that, I think this is bullshit.
So now, taking into account that, now it's a question of he has learned to believe the narrative he's constructed from himself.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So that's an even more dangerous person.
Yeah.
I think there's something mentally wrong with this person.
I do too.
Osama, I think I would go as far to say definitely the whole darkness of it, probably maybe bipolar.
Something.
Or borderline. Because here's why I say that. There's this, she keeps saying he's a different person. He's blah, blah, blah.
He's very unempathetic, too. When she tries to talk, she comes to him with all these emotions. He does not know how to handle that.
Cannot.
He doesn't. It literally is if she is speaking a language he does not know how to speak with or even heard.
And But strangely enough, he can think slightly pragmatically because he says, she likes Rabat, but I don't have the means to have us live there. And he says to Asma, we never agreed to live permanently in Morocco. I need to be a poet or an artist. That's my dream. It's so weird how these people are coming from different perspectives that they've found their dream in each other. But the dreams are so different.
Yeah.
And it's the brutality of this.
The interesting thing is I think Debbie fully expected to support him in Morocco.
She did.
Because she probably her retirement and everything would go farther and she would be able to pay for those types of things.
Yeah.
It seemed like he actually could just live being a poet and an artist in Morocco.
Question for you. Why do you think she did not want to take him back to the U.S. and wanted to move to Morocco for good?
We've talked about this before, and I think she doesn't want to take him back to the U.S. because she doesn't want to deal with her family.
That.
She doesn't want to deal with the shame and the looks and the stares. You know, she said she doesn't care. She would have to deal with all that. And also, it's way more expensive
I think she's escaping. I think she's finally escaping. She said, I'm a unicorn. I'm a unicorn rider.
Yeah, she wanted to have this beautiful, she wanted to have
her happily ever after. And I think that's an interesting thing to keep in mind because some people would ask, why can't she just go back? If she loves him that much. It's not just about him. This is about a different magical life.
Yeah, she wanted to leave the U.S.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And anyway, y'all, he is going to meet with her, and they're at the cafe, and that was the scene we already played out.
Because the sister says, show her that you love her. He doesn't know how to do that.
No, absolutely not.
When he came, he was very pragmatic.
And remember, there's been no physicality between these two, even a handhold.
There is, even in private, there seems to be, I don't think, maybe they're not talking about it, because I think Debbie probably would be a little prudish about that.
I wonder if Sean's going to push her.
I don't know. But I think that, I don't think there was any physicality, or if there was, I don't think Osama could do it.
Yeah. It's either there's something about him that feels extremely tortured to me, and not in the good tortured artist way.
It feels
dangerous.
It feels like he cut an ear off.
I was just gonna say it's giving me Van Gogh vibes.
Yeah, it does feel like he cut
an ear
off.
It's giving me
would be a dumb move because he already has one wonky eye.
I was gonna say it's giving me a Flounder Van Gogh. Yeah.
I think he's very deceitful though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think he looks at Debbie as not a human, but as a pawn, not necessarily in a game. I don't think he thinks about a game, but just as a means to an end. Would he come to America and leave her? I don't know. He probably would stay with her, but
I think he would.
God, another dick pic? Lord, you're blowing up this. You're going to have to take your phone in the other room.
No, it's just like, for some reason, the notifications are going
crazy
today.
It's like when Caitlin and Christina and I were making those Barbie memes and your phone was blowing up.
And I was just
Can't even do the show.
And I was just trying to do work.
Well, I'm trying to do work here, too.
So what's interesting is he sits down and says, you hate me, which we talked about that response. People who ask that want you to say, no, I don't hate you. And
no.
They want you to validate everything about why you're not bad.
They want. Mm-hmm.
And so then he basically says, I don't think you understood what I was saying.
Debbie said, it was beautiful. He said, you hate me. She goes, I don't harbor hate.
I don't harbor hate in my heart.
But she said, which is a good thing to say when you're right, and she, instead of talking about what he did, she said, but you made me feel despised.
And
he has no response to that.
He says, when I'm angry, I don't even know what I'm saying. And she says, that's not an excuse.
He said, but you know, Debbie, that's life.
Oh, it's so awful.
Oh.
And then she says, be honest. Why didn't you tell me the first night that we were going to the U.S.
And then he said, no matter what I say, it's too late.
It's too late. Because you know why? He knows he's been beaten, I think.
Yeah.
And then he goes to, this is really interesting.
Debbie just looked at him and said, right after he said that, I feel sad.
Yeah, I know.
And it broke my heart.
This is, we haven't had someone who has caused such an outpouring of feelings in a really long time.
As once as he said, it's such a refreshing, experience to watch someone who just seems like a pure soul.
Well, even that, she's experiencing everything in real time. She's not, she's very present in a way.
It's like she knows the cameras are there, but if she is, it doesn't feel like she's putting on.
Yeah. Then he, y'all, he starts explaining to her the mistake she made. That was what I could not get over.
Oh, that was.
He's like, well, here's what you thought. Here's what you thought. This was our plan. And y'all, this is, and this term is way overused. This is gaslighting.
Yeah. This is,
is the definition of gaslighting. When he says, no, what you thought was wrong, what we decided was this. And she's like, absolutely not. You're saying all these things, and none of this matters. The most important thing is marriage and love. You don't mention that because, and then she said, love can conquer anything. And she looks right at him, and I went, you really believe that?
Yes.
You really believe that?
And Osama looked right at her and said, you never believed in my love.
Ugh.
And she said, she follows, again, kind of the wisdom of Debbie said, because your love is conditional.
Yeah.
She said, your love was, I can only love her if she takes me to the United States.
Which is true. I don't think he knows. I don't think he's emotionally available enough to have feelings at all.
No, because he fires back and says, I'm not used to this type of strep. Love for me is something holy. And this, the way she's acting makes me love her less. And he looks at her and says, you've changed.
And she's like, yeah, well, I think Debbie's getting stronger. And you don't like it when Debbie gets stronger.
Because I'm stronger
than yesterday. Now we're looking about it my way.
My loneliness. Ain't killing me.
Ain't killing me no more. Because I'm stronger, right, donkey? You love me. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. Tooraloo-ra-loy.
I don't know about remix. Club Donkey.
It's Club Donkey. It's the remix of Tularoo.
So, y'all, again, she talks about her money.
This was riveting. Really, this Jen and Rishi, I was just like, gung-gung.
Oh, these, I think where I'm going to look back on
Jamie
this,
Chris, it's so on good.
This season of Jen and Rishi, Debbie and Osama, even Nicole and Miss Mood.
Yes.
I'm going to look back at these storylines. I think Gabe and Isabel, I think just because Gabe is trans, that's enough to be memorable. Their storyline, not as much. But
again, they don't have problems. Monica has problems.
That's true. Chris and Jamie have problems. Chris and Jamie have unsolvable problems.
I mean,
problems.
It's not, if you put, if okay, if we put this to the litmus test of watching Jenny stand on top of that roof by herself after Submit was taken away by his family.
Like how far gone things were.
If that's 10 as far as riveting television. I feel like that's a good 10.
Remember?
That's
oh
a
my
10.
God.
Because also we've got that. We've got the knife with Paul. It's before the 90 days.
Yeah.
Right?
That's B90.
But still, for Toe, really. So we have Jenny and Submit. She's standing on top. That's a 10.
Armando's wedding. Armando and Kenny's wedding.
Yes, that was like a good like nine.
Yeah,
maybe eight or nine. Yeah, eight. Where would you put Debbie and Osama in that?
For sheer drama, I think they're like at 8.5.
I think this
Jen and Rishi too. I think those storylines.
I think it's 9. Jen and Rishi, this episode was like a 10 for me.
Well,
a 9.
And it's so. It's
no one's
so
Jenny
fucking...
standing on that roof.
No. Or when her father, I think that was a happily ever after, when his father called her an oldie.
I think that was a happily ever after.
Oh, those were so strong. Now that they're married, it's not as big of a deal. But God, Jenny and Sumit, the remember when she became a Hare Krishna devotee?
Yeah.
A devotee,
right?
Devotee.
Yeah, whenever you, if I can't read this, is a good 7.
Oof, that was a good one too.
Boy. Anyway, yeah, it's a really golden season.
Laura looking like Pizza the Hut
when
she married Aladdin.
Oh, that's a 9. That's a 9. Or that might be a 10. Oh, God,
and that
Laura.
Dress.
Oh, God, the other way.
This, it's to me... It consistently brings it.
It consistently brings it.
So this very end, y'all, she does talk to the hand. I don't think I've heard that in 10 years.
Well, Debbie 15, reads, maybe. She reads slangs on Yahoo chat.
She does. She does. Bing. And then she says, you know, I'm going to go on. You wimped out. And she puts on her hat and leaves. And y'all, she's packing and leaving Morocco. And she's like, I'm angry at myself and angry at Osama because turns out I didn't know who he was.
She calls it a bait and switch.
And the interesting thing here is, yes, she didn't know who he was. I don't think he knows who he is.
I don't think he has that mentally, that type of self-introspection.
Yeah. It's interesting. That this is why this was DOA from the beginning. I know we were so hopeful. I know. I get it. We all wanted it to work out. But it's the real world, sadly. Even though it's toe, it's the real world.
The poetry begins from Debbie when she says, he was outwardly being someone's hero and inwardly becoming their worst nightmare come true.
He wadded up our relationship and threw it in the trash. Somehow, I'll recuperate. You got a wiser Debbie now, and I'm ready to rock and roll. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I will live to fight another day.
When she said, I'm leaving Morocco, but how can you get angry at someone who never was?
I went,
that hit deep. I went, because when you feel lied to like that, like, and you know, Jen and Rishi, it's different. Like she knew who he was.
Yeah.
He was kind of lying about his circumstance or withholding information,
but he was an actual person.
But this really does feel like a complete catfish.
No, He scripted himself and what she thought he was. He basically created this warrior, artist, poet, Leonard Cohen Moroccan man.
And I think that because he thought she was so old, she would accept whatever he gave her. She would accept the scraps.
It just tells you, y'all, age and appearance matters.
It does.
Sorry to say it, but it's totally true.
Most of the time, not always, but I would say even
Harold and Maude isn't real.
But even then, it matters though too, because if somebody's then is into that age or appearance.
Yeah.
She says, you know, she didn't have anyone for 12 years, and she said, but I need to be smarter and wiser. She's like, but I'm not going to let him win this.
Yeah.
She's like, Debbie's going to win this.
Debbie's going to win this.
You're going to miss this, Osama.
And with that, I believe we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Poodles Broadway Corner. Tony Nam edition.
The gunk.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah.
when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba, tune up the orchestra, strike up the band. I can talk about theater more than anyone can. I've got a lot to say, and I'm really gay. It's Poodle's Broadway Corner. I just wrote that in the bathroom.
Great. Great.
Tony nominations are
out. Tony nominations.
If you don't know what the Tonys are, you're probably not gay. But that's fine. We're okay with non-gay people and straight people and whoever you like, or if you don't like people, you can listen to our podcast.
Love them.
Tony nominations. So this was kind of I've been thinking about this. Where's the New York Times list? I've been thinking about who is going to get a nomination, and I can honestly say I've seen, I saw more this year than I had in probably the last 4 or 5 years. So I can kind of my pick going in for this you heard it on a previous Broadway Corner. My pick for Best Musical is still Kimberly Akimbo, because it was just kind of a brilliant short. Not short, but small, beautiful, jeweled box of a show that had a lot of heart to it, that is nominated. But that's still my pick. The only thing that might usurp it will be Some Like It Hot. I don't know. Some Like It Hot actually got a ton of awards or a ton of nominations. So let's go from Best New Musical. We have Anne Juliet, which people talk about all the time. That's the story.
The Britney Spears.
No, that's Baby One More Time.
Ah.
But it's Max Martin's catalog. It's a jukebox musical. People love it. They say it's, I haven't seen it yet, but rarely do jukebox musicals win Best New Musical. Maybe ABBA, but we'll see. There's also New York, New York, which is the movie to... it's gotten pretty good notices. Shuck, which I will never see, but some of you have said that you've liked it.
Okay.
And Some Like It Hot. My my choice is, I'm thinking Kimberly Akimbo here.
Okay.
Best new play, okay. Ain't No Mo, between Riverside and Crazy, Cost of Living, Fat Ham, and Leopoldstadt. All of these, Ain't No Mo closed rather quickly because I got a lot of news because it was a
first time black playwright with an all kind of pretty much minority cast. I think certain people bought audience tickets for the whole audience. That was big deal. I don't think that show has a chance in hell of winning. It's going to either be Fat Ham or Leopoldstadt. I'm putting my money on Leopoldstadt because it's Tom Stoppard, and they love to give him awards. Do you have thoughts? where's your tarot cards you were going to bring?
No, well, fine.
Oh, no.
I'll do it on, well, I did some at home.
Okay.
A little bit.
So I'm going through this. Do you have thoughts?
Well, so far my tarot card said that probably the best musical that's win is going, I was looking at the nominees, best musical is probably going to be Carousel.
Okay, Carousel.
Uh-huh. That's so what I got.
Oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The actual, either that or Once Upon a Mattress.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably going to be.
Another good one.
Mm-hmm. Play looks like it's going to be win by law. Picnic. It's going to be Picnic, everybody.
Just one Dark of Horse. Mm-hmm. The Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think William Inge is dead.
Who?
The playwright.
I just heard about him on a plane.
Got it.
So it's either going to be a Picnic or Moon Over Buffalo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Classic. Best Play Revival.
Uh-huh.
This is A Doll's House, which with Jessica Chastain. Now, I did not see this mostly because I was told the direction and the staging were god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to see it just for her,
mm-hmm.
but I was told not to see it. I may, if I'm back in New York this summer, I still may see it because I love her mm-hmm. and I love that play. The Piano Lesson, which shockingly did not get a lot of noms for acting. August Wilson. The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window, which is a Lorraine Hansberry play starring Oscar Isaac and Rachel Brosnahan. Not one of her better plays, supposedly. And Top Dog, Underdog.
Been there.
I did see Top Dog, Underdog.
Yeah,
and
I wanted
it.
To see it, and I didn't.
I think A Piano Lesson is going to pull this out because not a lot of its... I feel like people want to reward the play because a lot of its actors were shut out already.
Ah.
So I'm thinking The Piano Lesson there. Best Musical Revival, we had Camelot, Into the Woods, Parade, and Sweeney Todd. I think this is going to be between Into the Woods and Parade.
I think it's going to be Into the Woods because Sondheim died.
Yes, and I agree with you. The only thing that may hurt Into the Woods' chances is it was earlier in the season.
That's true.
The
parade is going on.
Yeah. And I think Into the Woods is a much better show in the way it's written. Parade is getting there because of its timely content and Ben Platt and Michaela Diamond, its leads. Leading actor in a play. Yaya... Abdul-Mateen, Top Dog, Underdog, Corey Hawkins. I'm surprised both of them got noms here. I thought it was just going to be Corey Hawkins and he was going to get, Yaya was going to get supporting. Sean Hayes, Good Night Oscar. Did not expect that.
He's getting, I don't know because people love Sean Hayes, but that's getting very good reviews.
The play, not play.
But he's getting good reviews, yeah.
Stephen McKinley Henderson, Between Riverside and Crazy, and Wendell Pierce, Death of a Salesman. I'm giving this to, this one's tough for me. I think this might be Wendell Pierce who pulls his for Death in a Sales.
My tarot card said Gregory Peck.
Okay.
So.
Boy, you may need to get new cards.
No, I'm just saying that timely. I don't know where you're getting your Broadway information.
Leading actress in a play, Jessica Chastain, Doll's House, Jodie Comer, Prima Facie, Jessica Hecht, Summer 1976, Audrey McDonald, Ohio State Matters, which makes her tied with, I want to say, maybe like Rian Moreno and like a couple of other people for Tony nominations for 10 nominations for acting.
Oh, wow.
So she's up there.
Because she's a goddess.
Julie White, I think, too, who also is a goddess. I think this is going to be, I think they're probably going to give it to Jessica Chastain. Ohio State Murders open and close really quickly, even though everyone loves that. But Jodie Comer's the dark horse here. You know, she was in Killing Eve. And this is her theater, so they love to reward. They love to reward a hall. So you know what? I'm going to change that. I'm going to say Jodie Comer for Pembroke.
Oh, wow. Wow!
Best leading actress in a musical: Annaleigh Ashford, Sweeney Todd. What?
By the way,
yeah,
who was yours? Tarot card said, I can't remember her name, but the woman,
oh, no,
the woman that played Webster's mom,
ma'am,
she's going to win.
Talented actress.
Don't even know if she was in a play, but the tarot card said she's going to win.
Well, that's it.
Okay.
Annaleigh Ashford, Sweeney Todd, Sarah Bareilles, Into the Woods, Victoria Clark, Kimberly Akimbo, Lorna Courtney, and Juliet, Michaela Diamond Parade. I think this is Victoria Clark's to lose for Kimberly Akimbo. She's playing a woman who ages in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, she ages really quickly. So she's playing a 16-year-old girl and a 60-something-year-old woman.
Mm.
And she was amazing in it, and she never played the tragedy, and I loved her in it. Michaela Diamond could come for that. We'll see. That's my second choice. Any thoughts on this one?
I wasn't paying attention to that one because you talked about aging quickly, and then I thought about how Brad Pitt was hot during any time when he was older and younger in that Benjamin Button movie, and how I would have had sex with him when he was... when he was 18 and when he was 80.
Okay. Great. Best leading actor is a musical. Christian Borle, Some Like It Hot. Jay Harrison G, Some Like It Hot. Josh Groban, Sweeney Todd. Brian D'Arcy James, Into the Woods. Ben Platt, Parade. Colton Ryan, New York, New York. I was shocked by Brian D'Arcy James. He was barely there. And it was so early.
Brian D'Arcy, who was he in that musical?
The Baker.
Oh. I mean, he's a Broadway. He's been around forever.
But I get that. But he was out pretty quick.
Yeah.
To do other things. But I think they just want to, they love him. But that was a surprise for me. I was also, Christian Borle was a surprise for me. Because I didn't think he was going to get it wasn't good enough to be a lead actor performance. Jay Harrison G, I believe, was. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to take it.
I wanted him to take it. I think he's going to take it. Tarot card said Robert Goulet making a comeback.
Oh, Bob Goulet.
Yeah.
Camelot is this year.
Well, he knows that they're talking about it.
Yep. Ben Platt. Everyone loves him, y'all. I just don't know. It may be a year where Parade sweeps everything. I'm not sure. I'd much rather it go to Jay Harrison G, who did an amazing performance in a show that you loved that I did not like.
I love that show.
And
I like the way he played that character.
Me too.
That character was loved not it. played as a victim.
That character was the best thing in the show for me.
I agree.
The problem I had were twofold. I thought the music was completely and utterly forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I left the theater. And I thought the book couldn't decide what the story wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I had real problems with that. And it wasn't that I could not enjoy the show because I felt the books fighting. Anyway, that was me. But a lot of people in the same camp you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate everything. Y'all know me. Best featured actor in a play. Oh, I don't care about any of these. best featured actress in a play. I don't care. Featured actor in a musical. Yeah, this one I want to talk about. This is usually your second banana roles.
Yeah.
Kevin Cahoon Shucked, who's been a character actor forever. He was Hedwig for a long time, Kevin Cahoon. In Shucked. Justin Cooley, Kimberly Akimbo. He was the kind of clueless stoner kid that was her love interest. Loved him. Kevin Della Aguila, he was the millionaire in Some Like It Hot.
Oh, he was great in that role.
He was. And that
he was.
Jordan Donica, Camelot, critics have been okay with this. I don't think he has any chance. Alex Newell, Shucked. I think it's gonna be Alex Newell.
Good for Alex Newell.
People are raving about what they're doing. And I think, did they get a Tony already for Once on This Island?
I don't know. I will look.
I'm not sure. Best featured actor in a musical. I'm really proud, y'all, because this is a big deal. One of my friends and clients and students, Julia Lester, is nominated for Into the Woods as Little Red, and I'm very, very proud. You know that family as well.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That family and I go back a long ways. I've taught.
I just
kids.
Saw her in.
She was in
Secret Garden in L.A.
But Julia Lester's a very, very talented, and it makes me, I'm a little teary because I'm so proud of her.
A lot of y'all might know her kid. She's on High School Musical.
High School Musical, the
Disney
series.
The series, yeah. They were nominated. Oh, wait. No, I think this is Alex Newell's first nomination. Oh,
okay. So, y'all, Ruthie Ann Miles, Sweeney Todd.
I saw Alex Newell. Where did I see them? We were at
Waylay this.
No, we were at the Penn. It's part of the Broadway corner. We were at the Pantages.
I just
we
want this seeing, to go somewhere.
It's already going. You're gone 15 minutes already anyway. But we saw what's the musical that Lauren Lester was in that we saw in L.A.?
Band's Visit.
I went to see the Band's Visit, and Alex Newell was there.
Oh.
Sat right by us.
Really?
Yep.
You didn't point it out to me.
I went. I liked that show so much. I took
you
my
went again.
At the time, and I went and saw it. Yeah.
What a wasted trip. Bonnie Milligan, Kimberly Akimbo, Natasha Yvette Williams, Some Like It Hot, Betsy Wolf, and Juliet. I think this is... I want Julia to win it. I'm afraid there may be enough campaign for her to win it. Bonnie Milligan stole the show from Kimberly Akimbo, though. So my conventional wisdom says that. But I may be wrong. My heart says Julia.
Okay.
Best direction of a play, I don't really give a fuck. I can tell you this. Best direction of a musical, Michael Arden for Parade, Lyra DeBessonet, Into the Woods, Casey Nicholas, Some Like It Hot, Jack O'Brien, Chuck, Jessica Stone, Kimberly Akimbo. Unless Kimberly Akimbo dominates, it might be Jessica Stone. Otherwise, it's Michael Arden for Parade because they love him and he's already lost a couple of times. Best book, it should be the only name that should be around here is David Lindsay Abair for Kimberly Akimbo. Everybody else is and Matthew Lopez, Amy Reppin.
I don't know. My tarot card said Eve Ensler. She's gonna win, y'all.
I think she's a playwright. Best original score. Best original score, Almost Famous. No. Kimberly Akimbo, that's my choice. K-pop, I was happy to see K-pop get in here because they opened and closed really quickly. Shucked, no. Some Like It Hot.
K-pop?
Completely forgettable.
You mean the genre of music?
Yes, there was a show. I did a whole Broadway corner about it.
With the guys that have to go in the army now?
Yes.
No, but were they in it?
No.
From South Korea? Oh. Why would he want to see that? That's why I closed.
And the others are costume awards, which are important, but I don't have choices in dogs, and that's fights. So that was Poodles. I think I did that really quickly, as fast as I could.
I didn't say a word.
You already said it already gone long enough.
I enjoyed it. And
good.
We'll see, but tarot cards don't lie. Good luck, Eve Ensler.
Good luck, Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
And woman who played Webster's mother.
Ma'am.
Danielle and Johan.
That's exciting about Julia, though.
I know. So happy for her.
It is nice that you saw more than me, but it's nice that I actually, maybe I'll watch the Tonys for once because I actually have seen some of this shit. I probably won't. I don't really love award shows.
I don't really either.
I don't watch any of them.
I love the Tonys because, yeah, just because it's the Tonys.
I'll go and watch speeches afterwards and then boop boop through it.
Glad you're doing your part.
Unless you want to have a Tonys party.
No.
You should.
No.
You could invite people over. You could cook.
No.
You could bring. You didn't have to invite me.
No, I just want to watch it with takeout and then and near the end and fall asleep near the end of it with my hand in my pants. That's an award show experience for me.
Well, if that's what you want. I'm not going to take it from you.
And wake up with a little bit of wine, drunk, and go, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
That's an awards day for me.
Wow. That got real. Let's talk about him.
Johan's going to dinner with Taylan, which is still a real name, I guess.
Here's my thing that I realized. I've said this before, and it just is reminding me. Sadly, I was driving here thinking about Big Dick and Miserable Bitch.
Yeah.
And I thought, it makes so much sense to me. I've said this before, and it just she confirmed my theory. Remember, I've said all along, she thought Johan was dumb.
Yeah.
And when I'm, y'all, no offense
and to easy to control.
No offense to Talen. Doesn't seem like a brainiac.
It's about as smart as a box of hair.
Bitch has a type. She wants him young, hung, and dumb.
Uh-huh.
And she's realized, oh, Johan's not dumb. We just don't speak the same language. And now that we're getting to know one another, this guy isn't going to kowtow to me at all.
Yeah, and he's not.
And she's throwing a fit on
and
the
beach.
And
he's not submissive. He's
no.
not, he's not, and he won't even relinquish.
No.
Yeah. He's almost, he likes the magic pussy, but he is not powerless against it.
He is not powerless against that magic pussy.
Or the
magic. Like the men of Shara from Ex-Husband. Yeah. Brother
or the twin medicine paws that are attached to her butt.
Yes. Yes.
Both of those are quite persuasive.
Quite persuasive.
So we're going to play basketball. Johan is brave to play with a pro ball player.
He is.
And the thing about it is, y'all, Johan just needs to, he's so tall, he could just go boop and just put
he
it in
He still doesn't
basket.
Make it in sometimes. But he texted Talen and basically said.
Wants to apologize.
And wants to apologize. And Johan goes to meet him and he said, I wrote, they're playing basketball. I'm aroused.
It was a little hot.
They got real sweaty real quick.
And y'all, Talen can play.
Well, he should.
I guess I don't watch basketball.
He didn't. I know. I thought his dribbling was amazing.
And
he didn't even double dribble.
He didn't slap at the ball like we were tend to.
No.
Or I'm afraid of jamming my fingers.
I feel like
sometimes.
was running and dribbling at the same time hard for you?
Yes. Like the ball would go too high.
It would go too
and
high
would,
or it would go in front of me.
Yeah.
And bounce it away.
Or I'd flinch and run out of the way when it got too tall. For me.
Mothers listening to the show right now, or fathers too, if you're listening to this show and you go, wait a minute, the way they describe playing basketball.
Little Bradley does the same thing.
Little Bradley does the same thing. Get you send Bradley into a dance or a costume class. Because
he will amaze you.
He will amaze you because, yay.
And you know what?
Yay.
Maybe he's not, but get him out of basketball. If he wants to get out of basketball, let him.
And you know what? For Christmas, build him that wishing well.
And get him a sewing machine. Because bitch is going to use it.
Bitch is going to use it.
So.
We play basketball the same way.
Goong, goong,
goong, goong.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
It went too high, mama.
Your mother was always there going, Matthew, what are you doing? That was her face the whole time.
Yeah.
So, y'all, Johan apologizes. I'm sorry about the rude questions and comments about your, how do we say, penis?
Penis.
Penis.
Yeah. He's like, my dick. He's like, yeah, sorry about it. And Talen's like, it's all good.
It's all good, dude.
All
I smoked a bowl before this.
It's all good, bro. And so, Johan says, well, one question. Was Danielle controlling in your relationship?
He was like, yeah. Yeah, like, wait a minute. You mean, like, would she let me out of my cage every other day?
not really, bro.
And
he doubles down.
Y'all, he says, yeah, she's not, like, submissive or anything like that. And Johan says, I like it when we're both in control of our relationship. So he's willing, seemingly,
He's got a lot of machismo and all that, but he does seem willing at least to
And it's her. Basically what's happening here is for her kink, she has to completely remind a man that he's beneath her at every moment.
Every moment of the day. Every moment.
And he says Danielle's the kind of person who is always wanting things to be her way. And when she does this, it's disrespectful to our relationship. Now, you guys remember my word when people talk about disrespectful. I understand why he's saying it more when Miserable Bitch says it, it is all about respect me and obey me.
Yeah. Very much so.
And so, and Johan says, I feel like I make too many compromises.
And Taylan said, well, get used to it because I know her and she's not changing for anyone. Never has,
she,
never will.
She basically says that later in the episode.
She says it. Well, yeah, they go to the beach. And so they're on the beach. And
she's still pouty-faced. She's like, yeah. Meh.
And they kind of get into it. And he said, you know,
Maybe the ocean can calm me.
Calm. Yes, I need it. He says, though, I believe that he's not into you now. And she's like, so see? So with my other friends, this doesn't need to be an issue. So when my other friends text me and say, hey, they want to hang out, you need to be cool with it because I'm not lying to you at all. And Johan says, and this is what makes me question, I think, I don't know how much love is here for you with him or if it's just infatuation and what he can give you, which I feel like, I don't feel like even she really loves him. And because then Johan just says, well, don't you think it was disrespectful and hurtful that the day before my birthday, you tell me this friend's coming into town and you want to see them? Is that two things happened here that I saw. Is that kind of a ridiculous comment because it doesn't matter the day? Is it silly?
The
day of my birthday. Is he being a little childish? And Danielle, it's yes, I can see that. And Poodle, what do you do in a relationship when you love someone?
Get all their assets transferred to yours.
I asked the wrong person.
No.
Let me be clear. If you have a disagreement with someone you love and you're working things out, what do you do in that relationship?
If a disagreement, you're working things out.
And you really love them.
You work harder and you try to, I'm not understanding what you're
asking. No, I think you're about to say it. Compromise.
Yeah, you were compromise. Yeah.
That's a normal.
Compromise. Sorry.
I know.
It's a hard word.
It's a hard word. But even if Daniel had said, you know, I understand that was probably a shitty time for me to tell you that, and I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
That'll never happen.
But if she had said that, this would have been squashed.
Yeah. The other thing,
she can't even compromise. Miserable bitch.
Did you notice when she says, well, maybe in another month, another friend of mine may come? And she doesn't mean another girlfriend.
No.
And that's the thing. She may suggest that. She knows that that means another man she used to fuck.
Yes.
And even if she's meaning it as her girlfriend, she knows that that's the way it's going to show up in his brain.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. And y'all, that's called basically she is reminding him that he is never going to be comfortable.
Yes, he's never going to be comfortable. And she's also telling him
that the rules are always going to change.
Your needs are not important to me.
Consistently.
My needs are going to be, because I really tried to look at this, because she tries to play this card of like, I'm a strong woman and no one tells me what to do. And
That is separate from the situations happening.
I think this is a dip, because I, you know, we see ourselves as trying to be very like supportive, feminist, like-minded people. And so I thought, I'm like, because yes, that is dumb. It's the day before his birth. That just happened to be when your friend came into town.
Yeah.
But the way that she tries to weaponize her feminist stance as a way to give validity
control
to her argument is gross.
Well, and also, she knew who he was.
After this argument, she's on the same field to me as Bilal and Big Ed.
Yeah.
I think
the difference is, for me, hating her is fun. And none of the others is really fun.
But I think it's just as emotionally.
I agree.
I'm going to say this word that I've never used with her, and she doesn't listen to us, but maybe
she does.
Maybe her, quote, friend will tell her this.
Who sends her the podcast?
It's emotional abuse.
I agree with you.
It's emotional abuse, and she is emotionally abusing him.
Basically, all of this, y'all, is testing the limits of her control on him and what she can do and how she and then that's when she finally goes, well, first I need an apology.
I need an apology. And Johan responds back and says, well, do you ever say you're sorry?
For what? And then he says, don't put your friends before me. That's all I ask. And then
She tries to say, the problem is you feel powerless. So she doesn't own any. She said, you feel powerless and you feel disrespected. You're just trying to get the power.
Why can't both of them have it?
Do I think that he has sexist ideas about power?
Yes.
I don't want people to think like he acted like a complete fucking immature little bratty child last episode.
She knew this going in.
That was part of the kink of him. She knew who he was. That is it. She knew who
he
was.
She knew what he was getting.
She just thought he was dumb and knew who he was. And
he didn't know what he was getting.
He didn't know what he was getting. Again, what show does he think he's on?
I think he's on Night of Fiancé.
What show is he actually on?
Los Otra Vez.
Exactly.
I always get that wrong.
The Other Way.
Yeah.
Again, y'all, she lied to him about the beginning of just the base of their relationship. She never wants to take him. Y'all, as was it Cara Berry that said, she's not even from New York City. She lives in Yonkers.
Bitch is from Yonkers.
She pays $4,000 a month for an apartment in Yonkers.
Wonder what that's like. Yeah. So y'all, she basically says, I'm done. I just can't do this anymore. She puts the hat on her face. He's like, no, we're not done. Takes the hat off his face. And I went, oh. And then she's like, I'm done. What don't you get?
She throws your priest. She throws a fit.
Call your mother. Call your grandpa. And then y'all, in her talking head, says something that we've been wanting her to say all season. I'm not willing to change who I am because I know what I deserve. You can either stand by me or find the nearest door. Period.
Period.
Tongue pop.
And I just wrote, after she wrote that, I was like, I don't see any love in this relationship to her, to him. To be honest, I don't even know if he loves her. He very well could be looking at her as a ticket to get to America.
Yeah.
Not dumb, but shallow.
But she is constantly trying to create a narrative of victimhood for herself.
Yeah.
And of that she is the oppressed one in this community of misogyny.
And it made me wonder for the first time, oh, wait a minute. Do you not want to go to America because part of you knows he'll become a citizen and leave your ass because he can get way more women to fall on.
Also, she's a star in the DR.
Yeah.
She's a star. She's the short little brouhaha.
Yeah.
You know.
She's unique.
Yeah. And then she says, maybe I was supposed to live in the DR for by myself. Who knows?
And when she said that, I went, what if that was your plan all
ass.
Along? Because if she... Can anybody go and live in the DR forever? They probably can't. You have to have a visa, right?
Yeah.
So I went, wait a minute. Did you just marry him so that way you can get whatever their version
Maybe.
Is of a green card there so you never have to go back?
Maybe.
I think so.
The switcheroo.
I think it is. As Debbie says, a bait and switch.
That's the show.
You kind of got me interested to watch the Tonys. Maybe I'll come over and watch them with you.
You just need to leave before I fall asleep.
Can we get Panda Express?
Yes.
Then I'm in. All right, everybody. That's the show. You can leave a review on, go on our website. You can find out where to leave a review and all that good information. If you wanted to listen to this show ad-free, you can on Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier. God, she's a horrible human being. I feel like I need to go do like a... I need to go do a cleanse.
Every time she does one of her talking heads, I'm always amazed by the audacity. It is.
Because when you put it together,
It's a different level.
She doesn't know what show he's on. She's lying to him about that. She totally just read him for filth about his butcher shop and told him he was an idiot and that he was completely stupid. Like, Where are the actions of love? She told him in the apartment complex, well, I'm the man and the wife.
Yep.
You're just like my little, I'm the husband, you're my wife, you're my bitch.
But in every scene of the talking head, she's the victim.
She's a victim.
It's incredible.
Narcissism at its finest.
Oh yeah, it's really intense.
She's really a wretched human being.
I agree. I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
It makes me, even though it is entertaining to watch, I don't know if I want to see her on other nights.
Me either. I don't want her
to monetize these fucking woman retreats and come steam your vagina and all that bullshit.
I want her to go.
I don't want her to profit from this because she doesn't deserve from it.
Yep.
But she already is from Johan's OnlyFans or whatever it is.
Unfiltered.
And like I said, maybe he's not that great of a person either, and they deserve one another.
He's not.
Maybe they deserve one another.
I don't think anyone deserves to see them not know if it's day or night the way she does.
Yeah, the emotional abuse of it.
No one deserves that.
That's the show.
That's the show.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you are like both of us and really rooting for Carousel this season.
The original. Not
the revival.
No, the original.
Like the original, even the Hungarian play.
Yes, even Rodgers and Hammerstein will be there to accept the award.
There goes, well, Richard Rodgers. Ooh, it's all Hammerstein.
Dick.
You can call him.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.